The base charge on your Texas electricity bill is a fixed monthly fee, typically $5 to $15, that a retail electricity provider collects regardless of how much power you actually use. It is separate from the energy charge, cents per kilowatt hour, the TDU delivery charge, and any fuel cost adjustments. If you have ever stared at a bill during a mild spring month and wondered why you owe more than your actual consumption seems to justify, the base charge is usually the explanation. This article explains what the charge is, why it exists, how it affects the real cost per kilowatt hour you pay, and when a no base charge plan is actually worth switching to. What is an electricity base charge? A base charge, sometimes printed on bills as a monthly service fee or customer charge, is a flat dollar amount assessed once per billing period. It does not scale with usage. Under Texas Public Utility Commission PUCT rules, retail electricity providers, REPs, must disclose this fee in the electricity facts label, EFL, attached to every plan. The EFL is the standardized one-page document PUCT requires so consumers can compare plans on equal terms. The base charge exists primarily because REPs and transmission and distribution utilities, TDUs, have fixed operating costs. Maintaining account systems, issuing bills, supporting customer service lines, and keeping meter infrastructure active. Those costs accrue whether your household uses power heavily or barely at all. The base charge is how providers recover a portion of those costs with certainty. It is worth distinguishing the base charge from the TDU delivery charge. The TDU delivery charge, set by your local wires company, Oncor, CenterPoint, AEP Texas, or TNMP, also contains a fixed customer charge component. That portion flows through your bill regardless of which rep you choose, because the TDU is a regulated monopoly. The rep-based charge is a separate line item added on top, and it is the one you can change by switching plans. How much is the typical base charge in Texas? Base charges across Texas REPs range from $0 to roughly $15 per month for residential customers. A sample of current electricity facts labels on the PUCT Power to Choose database, powerofchoice.pow.com, access GPL, attached to every plan. The EFL is the standardized one-page document PUCT requires so consumers can compare plans on equal terms. The plans with no base charge plans, several providers offer zero base charge, monthly fees, typically offsetting the absence with a slightly higher energy rate. Low base charge plans, $3 to $7, common among mid-tier fixed-rate plans targeting average usage households. Standard base charge plans, $9 to $10 per month, the most prevalent bracket among 12-month fixed-rate plans from major providers such as TXU Energy, Reliant, and Green Mountain Energy. Higher base charge plans, $12 to $15, less common, generally found on plans with unusually low energy rates designed for high-usage households. The TDU customer charge that flows through your bill is additional and beyond your rep's control. For Oncor residential customers, that fixed delivery component is approximately $3.42 per month as of 2025 rate filings. CenterPoint's equivalent is approximately $4.39 per month. These figures appear in TDU tariffs filed with PUCT and are adjusted periodically. Why the base charge changes your real cost per kilowatt hour. Most consumers compare plans using the advertised rate in cents per kilowatt hour. It is real, but it does not capture the full picture when a base charge is present. The base charge effectively raises your cost per kilowatt hour at low consumption levels and becomes less significant as usage rises. Here is a concrete example. Suppose Plan A has no base charge and an energy rate of 13.5 cents per kilowatt hour. Plan B has a $9.95 base charge and an energy rate of 11.8 cents per kilowatt hour. At 500 kilowatt hours per month, Plan A total, $67.50. Plan B total, $9.95 plus $59 equals $68.95. At 1,000 kilowatt hours per month, Plan A total, $135. Plan B total, $9.95 equals $127.95. At 500 kilowatt hours, Plan A is cheaper. at 1,000 kWh, Plan B is cheaper, and the gap widens further as usage increases. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, EIA, the average Texas residential customer used approximately 1,156 kWh per month in 2023. At that level, a plan with a modest base charge but a lower per kilowatt-hour rate will often win on total cost. This math is the reason EFLs report the total price at 500, 1,000, and 2,000 kilowatt-hours. Reading all three columns, not just the headline rate, is the most reliable way to judge a plan's value for your actual usage pattern. Minimum usage fees, a close relative of the base charge. Some Texas plans carry a minimum usage fee instead of or in addition to a base charge. A minimum usage fee applies a bill credit or discount only if the customer uses at least a stated number of kilowatt hours per month, commonly 1,000 kilowatt hours. If usage falls below that threshold, the household loses the credit and the effective rate rises sharply. For example, a plan might advertise 10.2 cents per kilowatt hour but include a $30 credit that applies only when usage exceeds 1,000 kilowatt hours. In months when consumption falls below 1,000 kilowatt hours, perhaps during a mild spring or an extended absence, the bill increases noticeably, even though usage decreased. PUCT requires this structure to be disclosed in the EFL, but it is easy to overlook in the fine print. Households with solar panels, smaller homes, or highly variable seasonal usage should be particularly cautious about minimum usage fee structures. The PUCT Power to Choose tool allows filtering by bill credits to identify plans with these provisions before enrolling. No base charge electricity plans, when they make sense. A no base charge plan is not automatically the better deal. It makes sense to consider one under these specific circumstances. Low monthly usage. Households consistently using under 700 kilowatt hours per month, including smaller apartments, seasonal second homes, and households with rooftop solar reducing net consumption will generally benefit from eliminating the fixed fee, even if the per kilowatt hours rate is somewhat higher. Unpredictable or variable usage. If consumption fluctuates widely month to month, a no base charge plan removes the floor cost that makes low usage months disproportionately expensive. Short contract terms. Some no base charge plans come with month to month or shorter contract lengths. For households anticipating a move or uncertain about their situation, the absence of both a base charge and a long-term commitment can reduce financial risk. Conversely, if a household consistently uses 1,000 kilowatt hours or more per month, accepting a base charge in exchange for a lower energy rate usually produces a lower annual bill. Running the numbers at the household's actual average usage, not the advertised 1,000 kilowatt hours benchmark, is the correct approach. How to find and compare base charges before you enroll. Every plan sold in Texas's deregulated market must publish an EFL. The base charge appears in the monthly charge or base charge line near the top of the document. The PUCT-operated Power to Choose website, powertochoose.org, lists EFLs for all certified REPs and allows sorting plans by total price at 500, 1,000, or 2,000 kilowatt hours. When comparing plans, the recommended approach is pull your last 12 months of usage from your TDU's online portal or from smartmetertexas.com. Calculate your true average monthly kilowatt hours. On each plan's EFL, find the price column closest to that average or calculate total cost manually using the base charge plus energy rate times your average kilowatt hours. Include any minimum usage fee provisions in the calculation for months when you might fall below the threshold. Switching plans carries no fee if done at a contract's natural end. If a current contract has an early termination fee, that cost should be weighed against projected savings before making a change. The bottom line, the base charge is a straightforward fixed cost, but its impact depends entirely on how much electricity a household uses. At high consumption, a plan with a base charge and a lower energy rate typically costs less. At low consumption, a no base charge plan often wins. The EFL provides everything needed to calculate the true comparison. Reading it carefully, using actual usage data rather than the 1,000 kWh default, is the single most reliable step a Texas household can take before enrolling in any electricity plan.